And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I haven't heard that word in a long time. Time's a fleeting. So, again, welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And joining us this morning from Coffeeville's Reawakening, I've totally blanked on your name.
Shanna
Modal. Sorry. It's been a lot of names in my head this morning. So, sorry about that, Shanna. But it's good to have you in studio this morning. And obviously, going to be talking about Christmas on the Plaza starting tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are very excited. We have a little over 35 local vendors from the area, more than Coffeeville. We've got Independence, Nowata County, a lot of people coming in. We're so excited for everything we're offering. If you're following on the Facebook page, which is this Coffeeville's Christmas on the Plaza, we've been doing highlights of all the local vendors and the different items you can get. Obviously, there'll be a lot of Christmas decor, but we've got beautiful cookies, cocoa bombs, there's homemade candles, cutting boards, there's hand-sewn items, there's jewelry, there's soaps, lotions, everything you can imagine you can find here. And there is some leather items that are going to be there, some knives that are made locally too. So just like the little jingle said before this, you only have 23 days until Christmas, which no pressure for any of us. So we're very excited to help you keep it local for your Christmas shopping. I mean, that's the whole purpose of this event, is the vendors that we're bringing and just adding more Christmas cheer to downtown Coffeeville. A lot of people that grew up here, have lived here their entire lives, have so many different memories of downtown Coffeeville and Christmas time with all the lights. And that all starts with the Christmas parade that's tomorrow night. That's put on by the Chamber. That's always a big event. I know they have over 75 entries, so it'll be a good long parade. That does take you around a couple of we're calling it our marketplaces, where the vendors are going to be set up. So opening between 5 and 5:30, we'll have our vendors there in the Coffeeville's Reawakening building on 9th Street. Mm-hmm. There'll be probably 10, 12 vendors in there. And then we've also got some set up in the old health department building that's across from Commercial Bank. Next to Midwest Pregnancy Center. And then we're also classifying Walnut Street Boutique and Event Center as one of our markets as well, because, you know, they have a lot of clothing items that they sell, but they also have vendors set up in there too with different type of gift items. So again, that one is Friday night, the parade. And I'll go ahead and say too, the Caney's parade is tonight as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yes.
And they posted this morning or last night that they have over 65 entries. So my family and I were planning to go. You know, we're in the Christmas spirit. We're ready. So
want
to see that tonight.
Yeah, we'd like to promote all the parades
Absolutely.
Around the area.
Independence
had theirs a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
So, I mean,
yep.
I love how most of the communities, they don't hold their parade on the same day. They kind of staggered
them.
Yes,
that's so nice.
So that everybody can go to every one of them.
Yes. Well, and plus it just helps with everyone that likes to be in the parades,
yes,
too. They can
exactly.
hit all of them. And then Saturday night, we had such a hit last year with our Grinch night, so we're doing that again this year. So the Grinch, he's coming to town again. He's actually coming tomorrow, so he can be in the parade as well. And then Cindy Lou, who will be there, and Kim Jones Photography is going to be taking free pictures right there at the tree. So those are the big highlights for this weekend. Bring your families down. Every event, everything that we have is free, obviously, other than the items that you buy from the vendors. There's a couple of different fundraisers going on, too. There's a Baby Atlas family fundraiser that's happening. You can look that up. It's a sweet little boy. He's been in the NICU most of his life, all of his life, and he'll be a year old here at the beginning of the year. And so they're doing a fundraiser there. They'll have food items, decorated items, and then the Junior Advisory Council is going to be doing gift wrapping again. So if you get behind like me and you can bring all your items to them and they will wrap them for you at a really great price. It's way better than me taking time to wrap all my gifts.
And I don't know how to wrap anyway.
Exactly.
Usually I just take my stuff and put it into a bag and say, here you go.
There you go. So you can bring your items from home, or if you buy an item at the plaza, they can wrap it for you there before you go home too. We also have, this weekend we'll have two different food trucks set up, and they're going to be set up in the Commercial Bank parking lot. We'll have Nanny Soul Food, and then we also have Tate's Tater Truck. And it's a lot of different, if you follow them on Facebook, it's a lot of different loaded baked potatoes. I mean, all different kinds of styles, and they're very, very good. So we'll have them both nights this weekend. And of course, the Yolk and Lanning's downtown for supper as well. And on Sunday, we're planning to do a paint party fundraiser. We're going to be doing that, but the markets won't be open this Sunday. And then the following weekend, that's when the Brown Mansion candlelit tours open up, and that's when our live music concert weekend starts. So the high school and the college together, they're doing a choir concert Friday night the 10th. Then we actually have Two Steps Back is going to be live down on the plaza Saturday night. They're going to do some Christmas songs, which I think it's going to be so cool to hear a local band like that you know, they've been around for a long time, and they're going to do about an hour of like Christmas songs and then some of their own music for a little bit there on the plaza.
Nice little mix there.
Yeah, nice mix. And then Sunday we'll actually have Sardis Baptist Church Choir and the Community Children's Choir too. So, and then we've got more the following weekend. So I could go on forever, but we have so many great things coming. I mean, it's all about the spirit of Christmas and Coffeyville. And, you know, we were able to increase the height of the tree again this year. So we're 24 feet high. So we truly appreciate all of our sponsors and donors that have made that possible to have this lit tree. I mean, we have the goal and vision of having the tallest tree in Kansas at some point.
Now, why, as of right now, do we not have the tallest tree in Southeast Kansas?
We definitely have the tallest tree in Southeast Kansas. So, you know, we're claiming that for sure.
All right, there
and
you go.
And we're just aiming bigger. So that's what we've put on a lot of things. If you've seen our billboard, I mean, we have the tallest tree in the area, so we're not really classifying what area we mean, but you'd have to drive pretty far to find a tree this tall. So we, you know, we're very excited about that. We have so much help from different organizations, and, you know, we just couldn't do it without them and our sponsors.
And the tree, I think it's already been lit up, and it's absolutely beautiful down there. I mean, and it is humongous. So,
yes.
So you take a picture with the tree, you look really tiny compared to that big
yes.
old thing. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a great tree out there. But you guys are doing a great job with that. And obviously, this is just only the second year of doing it. Last year was kind of brought up to get people out, even though COVID was still going on quite a bit, but it was to have people outdoors and then still being able to enjoy Christmas during
absolutely.
That time.
Absolutely.
And again, this thing is probably just going to only get bigger and better every year, most likely.
Right. And that's our goal. You know, we want to make Coffeyville the destination for Christmas, you know, because we already have so much success that the Historical Society has done with the Brown Mansion candlelit tours. They're adding more lights out there. So it'll be a really nice experience. There's also the Friends of the Mansion. That little group is set up with, I believe they're going to have hot cocoa and different foods out there in their little food truck. So those, like I said, those tours start December 10th is the first night of those. And make sure you buy your tickets ahead of time, because we're trying to, I say we, they're trying to just keep it limited mm-hmm. at each time. Not anything like really due to COVID, just that last year we found out, you know, not having 300 people in one place at one time is nice, because everyone can take their time, really enjoy. Because if you've ever gone in the really busy years or time, I mean, you're kind of like shuffling through there and you can't enjoy all the decorations.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to separate it, you know, to pre-register. That way everyone can enjoy their time while they're there. And like I said, the added lights that team is putting outside is really beautiful. You know, we would love to have our own little mini Rima lights someday, like you see in Tulsa. But, you know, it takes a lot of volunteer hours
absolutely.
And time and money. But everybody, we're just trying to grow it every year, doing what we can.
And, I mean, like I was talking to Amy Dollar this morning from the Coffeyville Historical Society, going through the Brown Mansion at night during the candlelight tours, it's almost like a completely different tour at night as it is during the day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It just lights up. I mean, you really feel like you're in those Hallmark movies like we were
right.
talking about. So that, you know, and that's the whole idea with the vendors downtown Coffeyville is like, you know, we want to have our own little Christmas village. And, you know, someday it would be so neat if all the vendors had their own little like outdoor building, like the little huts like you really see in those like German Christmas villages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea where we would store it, how we'll pay for it. But, you know, it's all these visions that we have for someday.
Exactly. Like I say, always shoot for the moon. So
absolutely
for that stuff. So if anybody does have any questions, though, say for tomorrow and the rest of the Coffeyville Christmas on the Plaza, how can they get a hold of you guys?
The fastest way to get a hold of us would be just to message us on our Christmas on the Plaza page or Coffeyville's Reawakening. Or if you're just downtown and have any questions, the building's vendors are working right now. So someone will be there to answer questions if you have them.
All right. So it's going to be very exciting as that starts tomorrow. Kicks off with the parade that will go right through downtown. So it's and again, like you said, very large parade. 75 entries, I think, is what you said. And that's a ton. That means that's going to be a good long parade. So that's definitely going to be very, very exciting.
And the weather shouldn't be terrible this weekend either.
Oh, the weather is supposed to be absolutely beautiful on Friday. I think the low tomorrow is only supposed to be 44, but that's around midnight. I mean, so it'll be around the 50s once it kicks off, which is perfect Christmas weather, in my opinion. So, well, again, Shannon, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Definitely excited about Christmas on the Plaza, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to kick off Open Line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning in Southeast Kansas.